I brought this notes up here, not because I don't know what I want to say. It's that I I'm going to be able to say it, everything that I need to say. So I love you. I love this church. And I think back to when y'all first started, before you called me as associate pastor. You reached out and loved my wife, first of all. Mrs. Bates invited her to work in children's camp. And I think that was fitting because that's such a big part of the life of this church, and it's such a big part of what we've learned being here. Back in 2008, I think it was the first children's camp that Osage did. I'm not sure, but anyway, she got to work in the kitchen, and I got to show up and eat meals during the evening. And talked with Brother Lanny a little bit there, and then we started coming here, and the fries, and a couple of times when we were still, you know, when you start looking at a church to attend, sometimes you're a little reluctant to go to Sunday school first off. And the Fries did something that I think I wish I'd emulate a little bit more, but I think it's good for us all to do. And they, one time Brent said to me, well, look, if you're not going somewhere next week, we're going to come by and pick you up to make sure you're going to Sunday school. I said, okay, I think we need to be in Sunday school. And then y'all invited us to get into WANA, and we realized if we're going to work in WANA, we better become members. And you opened up your hearts to us. And the next summer, that's when you called me as associate pastor. And I just can't thank you enough for how you've received us. You've loved us, and you've loved our kids. That's when Starla was pregnant with Hudson, and I mean, the minute he entered the world, he had a whole bunch of grandmothers in this church. And I could go through and name you all, but I'd miss somebody. And each one of our kids has had a whole bunch of grandmothers. And second moms, you've taken us in, and you know, we never had to worry about our kids. It's been the perfect place for them to grow up to this point, because there's always somebody around here that loves them. And I want to thank you for how you've taught me. You've taught me more than I could describe, but first of all, you've taught me by being patient with me. And as I've struggled through learning how to become a pastor, you've been patient. And there's been a lot of times when I've made the wrong decision. Sometimes when somebody's told me I've made the wrong decision. And I appreciate that. Because you didn't rail against me for making the wrong decision, but you were patient in letting me grow. I want to thank you for your love for the gospel. One thing that we knew about Osage immediately was that you wanted the gospel to spread, whether it be through kids camp or Awana or a rally, or getting involved in things in the community, going and doing Acts 1:8. You have a heart for the gospel, and you want to see people come to know the Lord. And that, I pray, will always go with me. And I want to thank you I've already said it, but your love for kids. I mean, it's what this church is, I think, known for. that you love kids and you want them to come to know the Lord. And that my son was able to come to know the Lord here and be baptized here. And that you gave me the opportunity to speak to kids and to see children come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Sorry. Well, I'm not, but I... Brother Lanny, thank you for your love for us. When we moved into the parsonage, we weren't in there very long, and I didn't have this written down, but I'm going to... there were tree roots in that line that goes to the septic tank, and Brother Lanny came over, and Miss Gwen both. We got a rooter, and we started... We pulled the toilet in the garage, and he was in there shin deep in a bunch of stuff. And Miss Gwen was mopping up the garage floor. And I saw right there the real heart of a pastor. It didn't matter what it was, he was going to serve and love his people. And I can't think of a better man to learn under. I feel there's so much more I need to learn. But thank you for your example and Miss Gwen's example. Wanting kids to get into the Word and to get Bible verses in them and to know it by heart. And teaching our kids. We love you both. And Matt, I want to thank you too for your love for worshiping God and seeing Him glorified and the way you lead us to do that. I think I've personally grown so much through your ministry in that. So thank you. And Shane, if you can't tell, I'm addressing those on staff right now, but Shane has been, I'd say, he's got that same heart of just jumping in there and doing anything and everything. I consider him like a brother in Christ. I love the times that we've been able to work together, and look forward to... We're going to work together some more. And your love for the youth and just your passion to see people know and to be passionate about Jesus Christ. Thank you for that. And all the deacons, you'll never know how much it's blessed me to hear somebody like Brother David or any one of them pray for me, and I need that. They pray for you. I've gotten a chance to be... I'm sorry for making you feel uncomfortable, but I know this is probably painful for some of you, but thank you for listening to me. But you know, every deacon's meeting, when they get together and pray and pray for people by name, you've been an example to me, and I love you guys. Wanted to say just a word about how God's led us. Trinity Baptist Church down in Alma contacted me out of the blue. It was a complete surprise. Several months ago, and asked about doing an interview, and we've always tried to be open to the Lord, what He wants. It's not that we want to... We love you, so it's not that we want to leave. We just want to be obedient to what God wants. And so they contacted me and quite honestly, is this recording? It is?
I can shut it off.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and shut it off.